America, America.
The psalmist said, "Wilt thou not revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee?" Habakkuk the prophet said, "Revive thy work in the midst of the years, in the midst of the years make known." This is a call for revival, to stir this nation for much needed revival from God.
God, please bless America.
I welcome you to the Friday edition of A Call for Revival. I don't know of any other way to be revived or to be stirred than to win somebody to the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, will you help our study today in Jesus' name? Amen. Now, we're reading from John, and we're reading about how that Andrew finds Peter, and then Jesus finds Philip, and Philip finds Nathaniel, and this is how soul winning works. Amen. We'll begin at verse number 48, John chapter number 1. Nathanael said unto him, "Whence knowest thou me?" Jesus answered and said unto him, "Behold, before that Philip called thee, when thou wast under the fig tree, I saw thee." Nathanael answered and said unto him, "Rabbi, thou art the Son of God. Thou art the King of Israel." Jesus answered and said unto him, "Because I said unto thee, I saw thee under the fig tree, believest thou? Thou shalt see greater works than these." Now, here's the thing. You know what the greater works than these are even today? Now, of course, Nathanael did get to see great works. He got to see the sign miracles in Jesus' day. But let me say, great works are still going on today. Men are still getting saved. And I said to you by introduction, I said that it's a whosoever will. Amen. These men went out and found people, and they got saved. You say, "Oh, preacher, those people were chosen already." No, they wasn't. You read the Bible. Amen. Many times the Bible says, for whosoever. And so we believe that anybody can be saved by the grace of God. Now, I'm going to begin in the heart of the study here and give you, I believe, 10 statements I'm going to make now about winning somebody to the Lord. And there's probably more statements that I need to add in this, but I'm going to make at least 10 statements and maybe more, but I'm going to make at least 10 about winning somebody to the Lord. All right, here we go. You're ready. If you want to write these down, I won't give them all to you today. This will be over a period of several days that we'll be doing this. Number one, let's deal with this statement. Be filled with the Spirit. Here's where I missed it. Here's where I missed it in soul winning. Here's where I missed it in knocking on doors. Friend, you don't just get up out of your bed on Saturday morning after staying up all night watching the ball game on Friday night. You get up and grab you a bowl of cornflakes and tell your wife, "I've got to go soul winning today." And so you go out about half backslid, and you and your brother, you get in the car and you go down the road, and there you go. You're telling some fishing tale on the way, or you're telling some crazy story. And you're just way out in left field, and you pull up in somebody's yard, and you're still telling the story, and you wait 5 minutes before you get out of the car. Well, that's a good way to get shot right there, amen? But let me say this to you. What I've learned and what I know is if you will spend time in the secret place. If you're going soul winning on Saturday at 10 o'clock, why not get up and pray at 6 o'clock and get filled with the Holy Ghost before you ever go soul winning? Now let's look at John 1:39. He saith unto them, "Come and see." They came and saw where he dwelt and abode with him that day, for it was about the 10th hour. Now these two disciples, Andrew, before he ever found anybody, before they became soul winners, they had been with Jesus. Andrew and the other disciple, which is John, amen, they stayed with Jesus. They stayed in the presence of God. They dwelt with him. They wanted to see where he was. And let me say this to you, before you'll ever do any soul winning, really amount to anything. Oh, you may win one or two, but before you ever do any really soul winning, you'll need to stay with God and be filled with the Spirit. You have been listening to A Call for Revival. A Call for Revival is a production of Gospel Broadcasting. Address any correspondence to Gospel Broadcasting, Post Office Box 797, Dobson, North Carolina 27017. And join us again when we once again present A Call for Revival.
As we seek thy face, God, please bless America.